If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Olivia Rodrigo thinks TikToks about her love life are really weird. I'm Alex Schiffman, and this is HollyWire, your 24/7 celebrity news. Olivia Rodrigo has seen those TikToks about her love life, and she finds this content really weird. As Olivia said to GQ, you're literally not meant to know what everyone is saying about you all the time. Olivia talked to GQ about what it has been like getting thrown into the spotlight after her hit song Driver's License. Olivia told GQ that her sudden rise to fame hasn't been the most enjoyable experience for her. Olivia even admitted that she no longer looks at social media posts about her, as she said, I try not to look at stuff like that, to be completely honest. I like to think that if there's actually something that I should know about, my team would tell me. As she went on to say, it was really hard for me to watch people on TikTok. Well, that is very admirable that Olivia has the support of her team around her, that it is true if she in fact needed to know about something, that they would be there for her. Olivia went on to explain that people on TikTok she's referring to are videos fans make speculating who her songs are about, as Olivia said it was hard for her to watch stuff that dissects my 17-year-old love life. That was really weird. But again, I think I understood the curiosity. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect my songwriting and my life. Olivia now claims that she has cut down her social media consumption to just 30 minutes a day. Wow, 30 minutes a day. That is some willpower, Olivia, but completely understandable, as other people's opinions don't mean anything and it has nothing to do with her songwriting, so keep making those hits. Olivia explained why it's so important for her to not read what people are saying about her online, as she don't. Olivia explained why it's so important for her to not read what people are saying about her online, as she told GQ, it helps to not look at that ish. You're literally not meant to know what everyone is saying about you at all times. Something I learned very early on is the importance of separating person versus persona. When people who don't know me are criticizing me, they're criticizing my persona, not my person. But that's really difficult though too, because my persona is being as genuine and honest as I possibly can. So it's this weird dichotomy. Well, those are some powerful words coming from Olivia. She is wise beyond her years, and we know that she will continue to be super successful. Is Bryce Hall upset that his ex, Addison Rae, has a new boyfriend? Bryce Hall tweeted, wow, after his ex, Addison, and her new boyfriend, Omar Fetty, seemingly confirmed their relationship. Fans also noticed that Bryce unfollowed Addison's best friend, Caitlin, while Addison unfollowed Bryce's best friend, Rory. This could be a coincidence, but this tweet follows Addison's mom, seemingly confirming Addison's new love on Instagram. Fans think Bryce's recent tweet of simply wow in all caps is a reaction to what is going on with his ex-girlfriend Addison Rae and her new rumored boyfriend Omar Fetty. As Bryce's tweet happened when the news spread that Addison and Omar are confirmed to be dating based on their Instagram activity. This all started when Addison captioned her latest set of thirst traps, Kiss Me, which also happens to be the name of the theme song for her new movie, He's All That. It seems she was also promoting her new movie here, as the movie's first trailer dropped on YouTube around the same time as Addison's Kiss Me post. I mean, we all saw those photos. Addison looked fire, the blowout, the leather belt. I mean, I think anyone wanted to kiss her at that moment. She was looking pretty good. Fans started freaking out when they noticed that Addison's rumored boyfriend, Omar Fetty, commented on Addison's Kiss Me thirst trap post with, I'm in love with you. And if that's not enough proof that Addison and Omar are in fact dating, Addison's mom, Sherry Nicole, seemingly confirmed Addison and Omar's rumored romance. as Sherry commented on an Addison fan account screen grab of Omer's comment with, "He's truly a wonderful, amazing person, and he makes her soul shine. Love him," red heart emoji. Well, we all know when, you know, parents show their support, it's very important and seemingly confirms that they are, in fact, have something going on. You know, all parents just want to see their children happy and in love, right? Recently, fans were convinced that Addison and Omer are dating when Addison posted a video of two shadows kissing to Bette Davis's eyes on her Instagram story, which Omer also posted. But not all fans are shipping Addison and Omer together, as some haters are calling Machine Gun Kelly's guitarist a downgrade from Addison's ex, Bryce Hall. But when Addison and Omer were first rumored to be dating weeks ago, Bryce showed his support for Addison's rumored relationship by saying on a podcast, "If she's happy, it's all good." So as we know, Bryce and Addison have subtweeted each other in the past, but Bryce seems to have moved on with Riley, and if Addison is happy with Omer, then all is good, right? Are fans trying to cancel Vinny Hacker? Fans tried to cancel Vinny Hacker after noticing a picture of who they thought was former President Donald Trump on Vinny's wall. Well, Vinny just addressed the haters, showing them that the picture in question was actually a calendar with former President Obama. As Vinny made a TikTok saying, "People were canceling me because I had a picture of Trump on my wall. It's Obama." Vinny Hacker just directly addressed haters who tried to cancel him for having a picture on his wall of former President Donald Trump standing in front of an American flag. Fans were positive they saw this Trump picture in the background of one of Vinny's recent TikToks. Well, Vinny directly addressed the haters in a new TikTok where he tells his followers, "You guys want to see something crazy? You guys want to see something absolutely crazy?" Vinny goes on to explain, "So people were like canceling me because I had a picture of Trump on my wall." Well, cancel culture is no joke, as we know, but in this case, Vinny did explain that the calendar was in fact a calendar of former President Obama. Then in the TikTok, Vinny holds up his finger to say, "Hold on," and then whispers, "You want to see something crazy?" He then shows his fans that the alleged picture of Trump on his wall was actually a former President Barack Obama wall calendar. As Vinny yells to the camera, "It's Obama!" He then flips through the calendar, still yelling, "All of them are Obama," as he keeps flipping through the calendar, revealing a presidential shot of Obama for every month of this wall calendar. Well, it seems as if Vinny Hacker is definitely fed up with the cancel culture vultures. As we know, this wasn't his first controversy, but he is done with the noise. Of course, the comments are going off in his TikTok with top comments saying, "Y'all really tried canceling him over a calendar." While other followers wish Vinny could make his point without raising his voice with comments like, "It's Obama. Wow, you don't have to scream," eye roll emoji, talk to the hand emoji, while others seem truly amazed how anyone could confuse a picture of Obama for a picture of Trump, as another top comment reads, "How do you get them confused like that? I can't." Now I understand why many fans were confused, as the picture or calendar in question was a little far in the background of Vinny's TikTok. Fans think this Ariana Grande impersonator has gone too far. Ariana Grande impersonator Paige Niemann is getting backlash for recreating Ariana's wedding photos on Instagram. Ariana Grande stans are dragging Paige on Twitter for this, saying, "This photo shoot is very, very odd behavior." As one fan wrote, that Paige can do what she wants, yes, but this is beyond concerning. Ariana Grande impersonator Paige Niemann is getting backlash for her recent Instagram post that recreated Ariana Grande's wedding look, as she posted a series of photos in Ariana's wedding drip with the caption, "Guess who got married? JK, I'm single AF. My recreation of Ari's bridal look," dove emoji, "congrats to Ari and Dalton. Let me know what you guys think. Do you want to see more recreations in the future?" Thinking emoji. White heart emoji. "Don't send hate. Shout out to my gram for sewing the dress and making the bow for my veil and curling my hair." Now, Paige has been impersonating Ariana for years now. She has said in the past that she is inspired by Ariana and she has a lot of fun recreating her looks, We do know that an impersonator is a job as well, so Paige is not the first impersonator to recreate a celebrity's look. Top comments on Paige's Instagram post recreating Ariana's wedding look are WTF, as well as Paige, I know you're a nice person, but isn't this way too much? As another person added, this is way too creepy. Then someone else chimed in reminding Paige that Ariana is not a fan of impersonators, as they commented, I saw a video where Ari said multiple times that she didn't love it when someone copies her this way. Ariana Grande fans are sharing Paige's photos on Twitter, saying that they think Paige recreating Ariana's wedding look is crossing a line. Well, I don't necessarily think Paige meant any harm in recreating this look, as she said many times that she is inspired by Ariana and has fun creating these looks. But if Ari has a problem with it, then it looks like something they have to talk about. As one fan tweeted, I don't care what anyone says at all. This is very, very odd behavior. This woman has been scarily obsessed with Ariana Grande for way too long. I just feel like this crosses some line. Like it's just weird as F. She can do what she wants, yes, but this is beyond concerning. Another fan then chimed in adding, Paige Niemann is so embarrassing, dead emoji. She goes too far every time. Who the F recreates a wedding photo? It's one of the most special events of someone's life, not something you just simply recreate. She's so scary at this point, for real. Yes, I can agree with these fans that wedding photos are super sacred to both the bride and groom, and I don't think I necessarily want that recreated, but I don't think Paige Niemann is the first impersonator to recreate a celebrity wedding. So do you guys think Paige recreating Ariana Grande's wedding look crossed a line? I'm Alex Shipman, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.